The Cochrane Generals are going international before kicking off their 2022-23 Heritage Junior Hockey League, HJHL, campaign this fall, taking on the University of South Korea on September 5. On September 5, the Gens will host the University of Korea at the Cochrane Arena for an intercontinental exhibition match, a first for the local Junior B team. "We've had little scrimmages with some of the women from Canada's national team, but never anything like this," said club president Rick Richards. "A lot of these teams that come from other countries do so because they're really trying to not only increase awareness of their team, but to increase the skill level of their own players. I think our guys are going to be surprised at just how good they are, and likewise. It's going to be a great opportunity for our team." While the University of Korea hockey team is in southern Alberta for its training camp this year, they'll also face off against the Okotoks Bisons HJHL team and the Alberta Junior Hockey League's Calgary Canucks, among others. The game in Cochrane will also mark the end of the Gens preseason camp, which begins August 31. Head coach Curtis Jones said he and former assistant coach turned associate coach Eric Kriegel have had a busy summer scouting and recruiting U21 prospects for the upcoming season. "We haven't taken the summer off," said Jones. "Eric and myself have been working really hard recruiting players, getting players to camp and getting them ready. Whoever takes to the ice for the Cochrane-based club this season will have big skates to fill." Last year's Gens made it to the HJHL Provincial Final to face the Okotoks Bisons. A 3-0 sweep in the best-of-five series cut their title run short, capping off an otherwise successful HJHL campaign. Leading up to playoffs, the Gens earned a first-round bye into the North Division and went on to beat the Rocky Rams in the Northern Semifinal. They clinched the division championship with a 4-1, best-of-seven series win in Game 5 against the Red Deer Vipers. Jones said there will be some familiar faces from the 2021-22 roster returning for training camp this year, but noted no one is guaranteed a spot on the team. "It's going to be very competitive," he said. "The coach is confident they'll have a strong group, despite a lineup not being determined as of yet. I'm not going to say that we're going to be ranked first or second or third or anything like that," said Jones. "What I do know is that our team will be really skilled, fast, and hardworking. The talent pool and interest level in the club, according to Richards, is very high, even higher than last year. Some changes had to be made on the schedule for the main camp because more players have already signed up than expected, which is a very good problem to have," he said. The community's buy-in for the hockey team, Richards added, has also reached great heights. Between the Gens' exciting 2021-22 playoff run, a full year of unrestricted sporting events and the launch of Rocky View Brewing Company's Generals Beer, the president said there is palpable excitement in town surrounding the upcoming HJHL season. "We're grateful for all the support from folks in Cochrane, both the fans and our sponsors and supporters. It really makes a huge difference for the players on this team," he said. "We can't wait to see everybody out in the stands." The Gens will play the Airdrie Tecmation Thunder in two preseason exhibition games following the University of Korea game. The first is in Airdrie at the Ron Ebbison Arena September 9 at 8 p.m. and the second is at the Cochrane Arena September 10 at 7:30 p.m. The puck drops on the Generals' regular season September 16 against the Bisons at Okotoks Murray and Piper Arena at 8 p.m.